Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Excuse me, and welcome to In the Studio with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. Well, y'all, it's Wednesday evening. I'm saying afternoon. It's 6 o'clock in the evening. If you're on the West Coast, it's 6 o'clock in the evening. It's dinner time. If you're on the East Coast right now, it's 9 p.m. at night. Well, we'll be discussing entertainment news, hot topics, sports, news of the weird. There's always something to laugh about, y'all, and, of course, to learn, most definitely. So call in and join the show with your comments or your opinions. All are welcome. Remember, keep it respectable. The chat room is not open tonight, so you're going to have to call in if you want to talk. That phone number is area code 646-727-2000. 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. I've been requested to speak about this new moon. I mean, it's really been a pip. That's what I want to say, because I don't want to curse. It's just really been something else, the way it's been affecting people. So I'm going to first read about the what I have posted on Facebook earlier this week, and then we're going to discuss and talk about a little bit about this new moon. So my repost is, everybody, please be careful in your communications and understandings this week. The new moon began on Tuesday the 8th. The new moon on the 8th Tuesday will be a real pip. Endings could occur that maybe should not happen. Think twice and speak once, please. You will no longer be attached to the way you think something should go or wish it would have gone, and you will drop it, quit, or put it behind you and move on. Okay, that's on my repost. It's on my page, Gaia Bocelli. Now, at my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, I speak about the new moon and the eclipse, because also not only was, the new moon on the 8th, but the eclipse was also between the 8th and the 9th, mainly the 9th, but it started on the 8th. Okay, so March 8th through 9th, 2016, is the new moon, or the black supermoon by some, and the total solar eclipse. Pisces is in Virgo during this new moon, this black supermoon. I thought it was Aquarius, so my back, I was wrong. It's Pisces in Virgo, and you know, which began on the 8th and the 9th, yesterday and today. On the zodiac charts, Pisces rests in the underworld or the lower earth, and it's the last station before we rise up like the Christ one into the air of fire sign, air or fire sign, into Aries, when the sun breaks the horizon into a new day of ascension. Go within during the powerful time or opening of a portal to heal your heart, your emotions, and to let go of pain and sorrow with a clean slate. The new moon, or and also supermoon is called in Pisces, like I said, is on March 8th. Eastern time is at 8:45 p.m. This is a powerful new beginning with a total solar eclipse. The new moon takes place one day before the moon reaches lunar perigee, when the moon is closest to the earth in its orbit. So this new moon is a supermoon. This is not visible, but it will have a huge impact on the earth tides and will increase the impact of the new moon. Eclipses are powerful influences lasting 6 months. This eclipse blocks the ray of the sun as the supermoon moves directly in front of the sun, creating a silhouette which may be viewed in the right place with proper eye protection. There are three supermoons this year, so mark this down. The first one is yesterday, the 8th. Next one is April the 7th. And the last one is May 6th. All right. An eclipse will occur in Asia Pacific on Wednesday the 9th March, visible to varying degrees from Japan to Australia, with totality across Indonesia. Lucky folks. Day will turn into night this week for millions of people as the moon passes directly in front of the sun, causing a solar eclipse. Total solar eclipse crowds in Indonesia's watch as moon blocks sun. As it happens, live coverage as thousands gather to watch celestial event with totality across Indonesia and a partial visible eclipse in Australia and Southeast Asia and Hawaii. So on Wednesday the 9th today, people in some parts of Australia and Southeast Asia will be able to witness the event. It will also be visible in Hawaii east of the international dateline, where it will still be Tuesday, 8th of March. For those further west or east in Europe and America, it will already be night, so the sun will not be visible. For y'all that don't know what a solar eclipse is, a solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes directly between the earth and the sun. It's casting a shadow over the earth. It can only happen during a new moon. So, you know, remember that, when the dark side of the moon is facing the earth. Now, also mark this down, because while I am covering the new moon, we might as well cover the full moon. The full moon is March 23rd. March's full moon is traditionally called the full warm moon by the Native Americans who use the moons to track the seasons. Colonial Americans, these names, especially those names by the Long Algonquin tribes who live in the areas from New England to Lake Superior. At the time of this spring moon, the ground begins to soften and earthworms' casts reappear, inviting the return of robins and other birds. In some regions, this is also known as the sap moon, as it marks the time when maple sap begins to flow and the annual tapping of maple trees begin. I love maple syrup. Okay, so that's all the information that I have for the new moon. So hopefully that helps you. If you have more questions or whatever, hit me up on Facebook, on the Essence of Success Network, or either on my page, Gail Bocelli, and I'll sure find out more information for you. Okay, on to entertainment news. Five women said they had a gun pulled on them by Cat Williams. The women claim the run-in was with Williams and his entourage of 15 in Atlanta. They asked for a picture, but things went left when one of the five started recording a video. The woman said Williams lost his temper and punched one of them. They said a fight broke out until Williams pulled a gun. When the cops showed up, Williams says he pulled the gun in self-defense after one of the women tried to steal his necklace. No charges have been filed on either side. This has been a troubling time for the comedian, who is scheduled to be in town in Pennsylvania at the Lycuria Center this Saturday. First, he was arrested for punching out a Georgia store clerk in a pool supply store after they got into an argument. The comedian says the clerk called him the N-word. Remember, William and Suge Knight still have to go on trial for assault charges stemming from an alleged assault on a photographer's camera. What is going on with Knight? These aren't his first brushes with the law, but now things are escalating. Just this week, Williams called out my nephew, comedian Kevin Hart, and challenged him to a $5 million contest made up of a series of weird challenges, including boxing, full court basketball, a rap cipher, just to name a few. Sounds like more hating against Kevin Hart. Mm-hmm. You know he's shining. He's in his 15 minutes of fame. Sorry, Cat. You had it all. Why you brought Suge Knight into the game? I'll never know. Excuse me. Philly's own Holly Pete returns to TV with her reality show For Pete's Sake on OWN. The series follows Robinson Pete, her husband, former Eagles quarterback Rodney Pete, and their family. Career, the Pete's new home, their four children, Holly's mom, manager Dolores Robinson, and the Pete's family. Commitment to charity, particular autism, are all spotlighted. The show focuses on Holly and Rodney striking an everyday balance of the things they need to do to keep their family strong. For Pete's Sake premieres on OWN Saturday the 19th, which is next Saturday, y'all. Speaking of Kevin Hart, he and Dwayne The Rock Johnson are teaming up twice. First up, the two are hosting the MTV Movie Awards. This is an awards show and honoring the most popular MTV crowd featured films, and also gives a preview of the films coming this summer. Kevin Hart and The Rock then hit the big screen in Central Intelligence. Johnson and Hart are two former high school classmates. Johnson was the nerd and Hart the big man on campus. Now Johnson is a secret agent and Hart an accountant. When they meet up again, Johnson is forced to partner with Hart, and the comedy follows them trying to live through their spy adventures. The MTV Movie Awards air Sunday, April the 10th on MTV, and that Central Intelligence will hit theaters June 19th. Melissa Harris-Perry has left the building. The now former MSNBC weekend host is no longer with the cable network. So what happened? Perry's show had been preempted by election coverage for a few weekends straight. Perry let it be known internally and then publicly that she was not pleased. After going back and forth with her bosses, she walked out. Wouldn't do a scheduled show and took to Twitter to tell the audience her side of things, which put the network in a bad light. NBC then canceled her show. Ever since, Perry has done more Twitter and the media to let all the skeletons out of the closet. Say what? She even apologized to former MSNBC personalities for not speaking up when they were let go because she gave into the culture at MSNBC. Apparently, the relationship between Perry and executives has been going downhill for at least a year. MSNBC stands by their decision for canceling her show once Perry went public. Perry, for her part, seems not to worry about burning bridges. She's already a professor and continues contributing to her media outlets. Well, girlfriend, congratulations to you. Hey, you know what? Let's give you an applause here. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Patti LaBelle, L.A. Reid, Lee Daniels, Spike Lee, Eric Holder, and Melody Hobson are all getting awarded at the BET Honors hosted by none other than Arsenio Hall. Hall has credited LaBelle many times for her mentorship and his big break in show business. The BET Honors has a new air date, Monday, March 14th. That's this Monday, March 14th at 8 p.m. on BET. Did Oprah lose $20 million on Weight Watchers? She was only supposed to lose pounds. Weight Watchers and Oprah Winfrey got together with the Mighty O, became their new spokesman and investor. Initially, both parties got a big bump. Oprah is famous for the Oprah bump, which gives people and products she associates with the automatic high profile and profitable rise. But this time, Weight Watchers took a hit and Winfrey reportedly took a $20 million loss. Don't feel too bad for the Mighty O because the initial investment did pay off, so things may even out later. Unsung Hollywood returns to TV One. That's really a good show. I don't know if you guys have ever watched that or if you have cable, but that Unsung Hollywood is good because it talks about different entertainers, sports figures. It's really interesting. You kind of get the backstory about that individual. The new season features filmmaker and ex-football star Fred Williamson, actress Vanessa Bell Calloway, and the season premieres with Papa Pope himself, Emmy Award winner Joe Morton. Say what? Who has just been promoted to Scandal series regular. Unsung Hollywood returns March 9th, which is today, at 8 p.m. on TV One. Well, Terrence Jenkins is making the transition to leading man. We know him best as Terrence J., the co-host of BET's Late 106 and Park and E! Channel E!'s News. He made a big splash in Stevie Hardy's two installments of Think Like a Man movie franchise. Now Jenkins is the romantic lead in The Perfect Match. He plays a man who always loses interest in the ladies he's dating once they have sex. He meets his match in a woman who appears to lose interest in him. Ha ha! Cassie Ventura, that's right, singer Cassie, is Jenkins' leading lady. Donald Faison and Paula Patton co-star. The Perfect Match hits theaters March 11th. I believe that's this Friday. Comedian Chris Rock had a big week. First, he hosted Sunday's Oscars. The show had a big cloak over it because for the second year in a row, there were no nominations for people of color. Well, Rock let the audience have it. From the first line in his monologue where he called the show the White People's Choice Awards to sketches with Whoopi Goldberg and Tracy Morgan lampooning this year's nominees, no one was spared. The most awkward moment came from a clever idea to have conservative commentator and actress Stacey Dash come to the stage and accept a new position as Oscars diversity executive. Dash then wished everybody a happy Black History Month, a celebration she said earlier should be over. That fell flat because the audience didn't seem to know Dash. Whoa! Was Gabriel Union right? Smile! Ha ha! Don't nobody know her. The sketch and a lot of Chris monologue got the same reception from the Oscars audience. Folks at home, especially me, got it, but Rock was playing too many of the same people who didn't see anything wrong with not nominating people of color anyway. Meanwhile, Rock's love life is just as complicated. Let me give y'all the 411, huh? Chris is 51 years old and is currently divorcing his wife of 19 years, Malik Compton. She's 46. Chris has also been seeing a 32-year-old actress, Magalyn Iwachiwoke. She's been seen on shows CSI in Miami and That 70s Show. The two have made the rounds at prestigious celebrity functions, including the Vanity Fair Oscar After Party. Rock even took a picture with Magalyn and his mom. The tabloids call Magalyn Rock's girlfriend, but she denies it, saying she's too busy for romance. That public denial may have helped Chris because his divorce from Malik isn't final and things could get touchy. Issues include Chris not acknowledging the third child Malik brought into the family from South Africa, some financial sticking points in their prenup. Yeah, because they have two girls, and I think they are grown. If not, they should be pretty close to. I'm sure they're probably in their 20s, both of the girls. But anyway, okay, well, that's it for entertainment news. And before we take a quick break, I want to give you the schedule of the show for the rest of the month. This is every week, okay? So every Sunday we have free psychic readings with Linus and Nina at 3 p.m. on the West Coast and 6 p.m. on the East Coast on Blog Talk Radio. Monday and Tuesday going to be announced because Nina's got a couple of shows coming up that they're going to be Passage to Empowerment. So she's getting those together. Now, Wednesday, in the studio with me, I'm with you right now at 6 p.m. or 9 p.m. on the East Coast on Blog Talk Radio. Thursday is High School Agenda with Bakia Green at 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. That's a show about teenagers for teenagers. I mean, just excellent. It's really very good. Okay, and then Friday, we have Friday Traffic Jams with your girl Linus again from 4 to 6 p.m. on the West Coast or 7 to 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And it's nothing but music, and each week I try to bring somebody that I think everybody can enjoy. So last Friday, I did Average White Band versus the Doobie Brothers. It's pretty good, but it came out even. So no one found one or the other better, but it came out even. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. Okay, and Saturday's show is Relationships, Rant or Rave with Linus and Tina at 4 p.m. on the West Coast and 7 p.m. on the East Coast. So the last two Saturdays, our subject matter was relationships with money. Some people have toxic relationships with money, which is a rant, and some people have healthy relationships with money, which is a rave. So we finished that up on Saturday, and this Saturday I believe we're doing your relationship with sex, what's toxic about it and what's healthy about it. So, okay, so just to let y'all, you know, got to bring you up to date, right? So, you know, with shows. And also let me give a shout-out. to my sister Anna, because it was her suggestion about the new moon segment of the show. So I thank her for that. Shout out to Dave Capers of the Dave Capers Razorblade Express over on Spreaker.com. Carolyn Pendleton Gardner, what's going on, CBG? She's on Spreaker.com, and her show is Jams and More Jams. So you got to check them two out. They're pretty good. Oh, and Tony. Hi, Tony. Tony Williams, he be playing that music over there on the Spreaker beat and got you pregnant. I don't have that problem, but I'm just saying he be playing that really sexy, sensual, soft music. You got to watch him. And then also Brenda White. She's also on the Spreaker. I'm sorry, but Brenda does jazz, and Walter Dubai. They both do jazz, so I think you guys would really, really like that. They've got some good shows, and I'm over there on Friday. Sometimes on Mondays if I'm doing the gospel show, but I am there every Friday. So, but do tune in during the week to Blog Talk Radio, at where you're listening to me at right now. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back coming at you as Lifetime by Who? Maxwell.
Get all out this
I forgot I was on mute. I'm sorry. Welcome back to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Right now the time is 6:32 on the West Coast and 9:32 on the East Coast. Sorry for that little pause for the calls in there. I forgot I had put myself on mute while the music was playing. So I apologize for that. But anyway, what I was saying, y'all didn't hear me. Before I go to sports, let's talk a little bit about politics, because it's a subject that's talked about every day and is in everybody's mind. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a little worried. I'm not scared, never scared, but I am concerned and I'm worried about the upcoming presidential election. So Mark Rubio is nobody's vice president if he fails in Florida. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump predicted Florida GOP. And, you know, I think there's Marco Rubio, political career is on the line if he doesn't win this home state primary contest next Tuesday. And you know what, y'all? I believe that Trump might have took it. If anyone knows, give me a call at 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. If he runs and loses, I think he'll never be able to do anything very big politically in Florida. I certainly don't think he would be considered by anybody as a vice president, and I don't think he could ever run for governor or whatever he might want to run for in the future. This is Trump saying this on Morning Joe. Trump went on further during a subsequent interview on Fox News saying if he goes forward and loses, it's the end of his career. Well, right now, y'all, Trump leads Rubio in Florida. See, I told you, 41% to 26%. Trump stopped short of calling for Rubio to drop out of the race before the Sunshine State primary, but declared the would-be GOP establishment favorite is doomed if he fails in the state where he made his name. He's really got a decision to make, Trump said. I don't want to be involved in his decision. He's such an ass. Pressed by MSNBC host Joe Scarborough on whether Rubio could help Trump attract Hispanic voters and those aligned with the Republican establishment, however, Trump replied, sure, sure, he's got a lot of talent. Rubio's poor performance in the primary races to date, plus the accumulation of delegates by Trump's and Cruz, are fueling speculation, y'all, that the Florida senator may retreat before his home state votes. CBS News reported Wednesday morning that Rubio insiders are waiting whether or not to pull out before Tuesday. Well, today's Wednesday. Rubio already far behind. His rivals failed to win any delegates at the polls Tuesday. Yeah, because Hawaii, Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Cruz won in Idaho while Trump was victorious in the other states. Yeah, did you know that, y'all, that Trump took Hawaii? I was surprised. I was truly surprised. But he sure did. Trump took Hawaii. So, anyway, so I wanted to, you know, say a little bit about that. Okay, let's see, now we can go to sports. Okay, let's see what's happening in the NBA. I'll be glad when the NFL begin again. Okay. Let me give you some scores, and then I'm going to give you the standings in the NBA. So the final right now, New Orleans, 113, CHA, 122. They beat New Orleans. And the fourth quarter right now, Houston's over Philadelphia, 112-103. And another final, Memphis was 96. Boston beat them 116. Third quarter, Milwaukee's over Miami, Milwaukee 72, Miami 65. Second quarter, Dallas is behind Detroit, 54, Dallas 52. In the first quarter, New York 29, they're ahead of Phoenix. And your 6:30 game is LAC against Oklahoma. And your 7 p.m. game is Cleveland against Sacramento. Okay, now, let's go through the standings. That's always fun. Okay, so in the Eastern Conference, here we go. First place, Cleveland Cavaliers, 44-18. That's 44 wins and 18 losses. Number two place is Toronto Raptors. Go to Toronto, 42-20. Boston Celtics, third place, 38-26. Fourth place in the Eastern Conference is Miami Heat. 37 games won, 26 lost. Fifth place is Atlanta Hawks, 36-28. Sixth place, Charlotte Hornets, 34-28. And seventh place, Indiana Pacers, 34-30. And eighth place is Chicago Bulls, 32-30. Wow, just kind of even that out, didn't you? Okay, and the rest of the teams in the Eastern Conference, you got Detroit Pistons, 32-31, Washington Wizards, 30-33, Orlando Magic, 27-36, Milwaukee Bucks, 26-38, New York Knicks, 26-39, Brooklyn Nets, 18 games and you've lost 46, like, damn! Brooklyn, come on. Ain't that the team owned by Jay-Z? You better get down there and get to rapping, brother. And the last team in the Eastern Conference is Philadelphia 76ers. Hold on. Here we go. They have won 8 games so far this season. How many have they lost? The 5. Is there a team even playing back there in Philadelphia? Are y'all just showing up and say, you know what, the other team, they got it? They've only won 8 games, y'all, since the season started last year. They've lost 55. Philadelphia, somebody need to talk to your coach, okay? And with the quickness, he might want to talk to some of the ones in the NFL that are changing teams. Okay, now in the Western Conference, number one and cinch is Golden State Warriors. 56 games and they ain't lost but 6, y'all. That's all. 56-6. Second place, San Antonio Spurs. Well, they're doing a lot better than the Eastern Conference, okay? Second place, San Antonio Spurs. They're clinched. 54 games won, only 10 lost. Third place, Oklahoma City Thunder. Ex-Seattle Sonics, 43 games won and 20 lost. Fourth place, Los Angeles Clippers, 41-21. Fifth place, Memphis Grizzlies, 38-25. Sixth place, Portland Trail Blazers, 34-31. Seventh place, Dallas Mavericks, 33 games won and 31 lost. Eighth place is Houston Rockets, 31 games won and 32 lost. You done lost more than you won, Houston. You still look better than Eastern Conference. And the rest of the teams in the Western Conference are Utah Jazz, 29-34, Denver Nuggets, 26-38. Well, I guess you can't win them all. You got the Super Bowl, so, you know, you got at least one winning team back there. Sacramento Kings, 25-37. New Orleans Pelicans, 24-38. Minnesota Timberwolves have won 20 and lost 45. Phoenix Suns have won 17 and lost 46. Woo, another coach y'all need to look at. And the Los Angeles Lakers, y'all, they are at the bottom. This is the first time I have ever seen this in my life. Los Angeles Lakers are at the very, very bottom of the Western Conference with only 14 games won and 51 lost. You hear me? Let me repeat that. 14 games won and 51 lost. Maybe that's why what's-his-name is retiring this year. What's his name? Kobe. Kobe, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why he's wow. That is a sad. Ooh. What else is happening in the NBA? Any gossip? What's going on? Any gossip for us to talk about? Well, doesn't look like it, y'all. I'm just trying to see. I'll tell you what, let me play some more music and come right back and let me see what else is going on in sports, because I want to check golf and tennis as well. Okay, so quick 2 minutes, I'll be right back. And you're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Are back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Spreaker.com. Y'all, breaking news. I got to tell you this story, and I'll go back to sports. Doctors go back to the drawing board as first uterus transplant in the United States fails. The nation's first uterus, you heard me, the nation's first uterus transplant has failed. The Cleveland Clinic announced Wednesday saying doctors had remove the organ. The 26-year-old woman received the transplant on February 24th and seemed to be doing well, even appearing briefly at a news conference on Monday with her surgeons. But the woman suffered a sudden complication that required surgical removal of the uterus the following day, the hospital said. The patient, identified only as Lindsay, is recovering from that operation as doctors and pathologists try to determine what went wrong. No information about the complication was provided. In a statement the hospital attributed to Lindsay, she said her doctors acted very quickly to ensure that her health and safety. Unfortunately, I did lose the uterus to complications. However, I am doing all okay and appreciate all of your prayers and good thoughts. Lindsay, I got one word for you. Adoption. Okay, adoption. Other countries have tried womb transplants and have reported some failures. Sweden reported the first successful birth in 2014 with a total of 5 healthy babies from 9 transplants so far. The experimental technique is a new frontier that might one day offer women born without an uterus or lost it to disease a chance at pregnancy, an alternative to adoption or surrogacy. Okay, now that kind of helps me to understand. I don't know what the ratio of females being born without a uterus, but I can understand uterus loss to disease because I did. I had cancer of the uterus, and I had to have a hysterectomy. So I understand that. But if you're just wanting to have a child, my God, there are so many children out here. It don't matter what culture, what religion or race that need love. Do you understand me? L-O-V-E. How do you know that reaching out and helping a child might be just, you're just the mother that that child is looking for and that child needs in their life? Huh? The failed United States transplant was the first of 10 planned by the Cleveland Clinic in a clinical trial, and the hospital said that study is continuing according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, which oversees the nation's transplant system. 2 other hospitals have been approved for uterus transplant studies, Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas, and Boston Brigham University Women's Hospital. Unlike Sweden, the Cleveland Hospital decided to use organs from deceased donors rather than expose living donors to the risk of surgery. Excuse me? What woman is just going to say, yeah, you can take my uterus and give it to the lady next door? Are you serious? The only way you're getting a uterus is from a dead person. Ugh, you people are starting. I'm not even a doctor, and that sounds stupid to me. I mean, any woman that just gives up her uterus for, you are very special if you do that, and I mean past touched, okay? If any of the future experimental transplants work, participants would have to wait for a year to ensure the new uterus is healed before pregnancy even would be attempted. By in vitro fertilization, using previous frozen embryos, such transplants would be temporary, removed from 1 or 2 pregnancies so the woman wouldn't have to use anti-rejection drugs for the rest of her life. Then you shouldn't have the uterus in. If you got to use anti-rejection drugs for the rest of your life, what is that child going to need? That's my other thing. If the mother got to take anti-rejection, what about that child? That ain't your normal uterus. It's borrowed and implanted. Ugh. I don't know about y'all, but that just kind of, that bothers me. That really does. I understand the disease, you know, but there's children out here that could be adopted that need homes. So I'm just thinking, you know, why do you want a dead woman's uterus in your body to have a baby? You're that desperate? There's something wrong with you. You know what, doctors, what you need to do is check these women's mental faculties. You're talking about all this like, okay, overseas, it worked in 5 pregnancies, okay. But I hope you're taking a mental analysis of these women before you tell them, oh, yeah, we got a woman just died over here a few hours ago. Let's take her uterus out and put it in you. Bunch of bullshit. Anyway, all right, well, back to the show. Like I said, I want to do some other sports besides the NBA. So what I'm going to do is the baseball scores for today. Okay, that's the MLB, Major League Baseball. So let's give the scores for today. The Nationals, sorry, they lost to the Tigers. 11, Tigers 11, Nationals 5. And that's the final. Yeah, all these are final. Phillies beat the Twins 4-2. The Braves lost to the Astros 9-5. Go Astros, go Astros. let's see. Oh, Phillies, Philadelphia, the Phillies beat the Orioles 8-4. Red Sox, they beat the Pirates 6-2. Say what? All right now. The Marlins, they beat the Cardinals 5-3. Blue Jays beat the Rays 5-1. That's TB Rays, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. Okay, Yankees and the Mets, they tied up, y'all, 4-4. That's how it ended, with a tie. So eventually they will go back and play again, maybe sometime in the spring. But anyway, they're tied up 4-4. Okay, and the Athletics beat the White Sox 12-3. They just came in and ran it. Okay, 12-3, they just came in and ran it. When they said all bases were loaded, somebody was in the back hollering, "Watch out!" Okay. Brewers, you lost to the Royals. Kansas City Royals 7, Brewers 5. The Indians beat the Cubs 5-3. The Rangers beat the Reds 11-5. Woo-woo! The Rockies beat the Giants, and that's the San Francisco Giants, y'all, excuse me. Rockies 8, San Francisco Giants 6. The LA Dodgers and the Angels, they're tied up 13-13. That's how their game ended. So they will have to play again. Oh, boy, that is really good. 13-13. Will you go, Dodgers and Angels? And then we've got the Royals and the Mariners. Yay! The Mariners beat the Royals 7-5. Yay! And the last one is the Diamondbacks beat the Padres. Tore it up 7-8, 7-5. Well, let me check over here in soccer right quick, y'all, and see what's going on in soccer, huh? See what's happening there for all you soccer players. Well, it looks like for the UEFA Championship League, we got St. Petersburg with 1, and they're being beat right now by Benfica, okay, 2-1. And also Paris Saint-Germain, they're beating Chelsea 2-1, just to let y'all know. Now, the French League, 0-0, Bastia and Nantes is both 0-0. The Scottish Premiership was St. Johnston 1, and Inverness Caledonia Thistle 0. The Women's International League is 0-0 for England and France. Now, United States, we're winning, is 2-1 against Germany. Ha ha. Copa Libertadores, Cobreza is 1, Independent Santa Fe is 2. They are beating you. Also, Rosario Central is 4, beating River Plate 1. Cerro Porteño is beating Corinthians 3-2. And the Palmeiras lost to the Nationals 2-1. And tied up right now, Gremio and San Lorenzo 1-1. And the next one, Deportivo, is 2 to Puma Junam, 0. Okay. And let's see, what else can we, let's get back up here. Oh, hockey. Let me cover hockey right quick, too. Where is hockey, hockey, hockey? Oh, they're not letting me. Stay with me, I'm not going to. Oh! I'm trying to get hockey back. Here we go. Okay, let's see what the scores are in hockey. Don't you just love computers? Okay, now these are scores for hockey for March 9th today. And these look like they are all finals? Nope, almost. Okay. Well, this is a final. Islanders and Maple Leafs are tied up, so I don't know if they're going to play one more. Must be, yeah. They're going to play one more. They got to play one more to break the tie, but they're tied up. And in the first quarter, Flames over the Predators, 1-0. Second half, you've got Blackhawks 1, Blues 1. The Ducks and the Avalanche, they don't play till 10 p.m. Eastern time. And the Coyotes and the Canucks, Vancouver Canucks, they don't play till 10 p.m. Eastern time, which is just about in 1 hour. How about that? Also, look for the Capitals and the Kings will also be playing. Only their game will start and half an hour later, about 10:30. Okay, and that is the rest of your sports score. So thank you, everybody, for joining me today on In the Studio with Linus. You know you enjoyed yourself here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. So thank you for joining me today. I hope you had a nice time. Hope you learned something. Hope you got some very good information. I sure hope so. And thank you again, everybody, for joining the show. And thank you to my sis, Anna, for the suggestion of the new moon. That was pretty good. All right, everybody. Dave, Carolyn, Tomasa, Michelle, all y'all, have a good week. I'll see you on Friday on Spreaker.com. If no one's told you they love you today, I do. So be good and be true to one another. Thank you. See you next Wednesday.